Today's Amud is Chagiga Yudalad Amabez. We're holding on Yudalad Amabez at the second line, Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai, Shaya Reichib Alachamar. There's a story with Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai that he was riding on a donkey, Vahaya Mahalich Bederech, and he was traveling on the road. Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai riding on a donkey, traveling on the road. Rabbi Lazar Ben Arach, Mechai Miracharov, and his Talmud, his prized Talmud, Rabbi Lazar Ben Arach. So he was riding a donkey behind him. He was behind Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai, behind his Rebbe. So Amar Lai, and finally Rabbi Lazar Ben Arach, he says to his Rebbe, he says to Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai, he says, Rebbe, Shineli Perak Acha B'Maisim Merkava. Finally gets the courage to ask his Rebbe, to ask Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai, Rebbe, can you please teach me a Perak in Maisim Merkava? So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai says to his prized Talmud, Rabbi Lazar Ben Arach, he says, "Loi kachshon isi lachem. I already taught you. V'loi b'merkava biyachad elam kene yochachem u'mei v'midaita." It's the first mishnah in the second parak of Chagiga that you're not allowed to teach ma'ase merkava to even an individual unless he's a chacham u'mei v'midaita. And Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai seems to be telling Rabbi Lazar ben Arach that you haven't reached that level yet. You're not a chacham u'mei v'midaita, and how do you expect me to teach you ma'ase merkava? So Amar Loi. So Rabbi Lazar ben Arach says to Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Rabbi, Tarisheni loimar lefanecha davar echad shelamaditani. Do you give me permission to tell you over something in Ma'aseh Merkava that you taught me? Now the obvious question is Rabbi Yechanan just told his Talmud, he just told Rabbi Lazar that he's not holding by the stage that he could teach a Ma'aseh Merkava. So how could Rabbi Lazar then say, do you mind if I teach you something in Ma'aseh Merkava that you taught me? So the Marsha already asked the Kasha, there's different terutzim, the Marsha himself gives various terutzim. One of his terutzim, it's also a teretz of the Gain, is that he was just saying this derech hanava, meaning really this is something that Rabbi Lazar ben Arach learned on his own. He was a chacham, umeiv midaita, this is something that he learned on his own. However, he was saying a derech kavod, he didn't want to tell his Rebbe, do you mind me teaching you something? So he says, do you mind I tell you something over that you taught me? It was just derech anivas that he said it like this. But really, he was just coming to show that he knows Ma'aseh Merkava already. He already has a yad in the sugya. He was asking Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai to teach him more. Al-Gabanim Sa'amar Lois, Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai says to his Talmud, he says to Rabbi Lazar, he says, Emor, sure, you could go and you could tell me over some Ma'aseh Merkava. Miyad, immediately, before Rabbi Lazar ben Arach even started, so Yared Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai me'al chamar, Rabbi Yechida Ben Zakkai, he gets off of his donkey, v'nis'atev, he wraps himself up in a talis, v'yashiv ala evan tachas hazayis, and he sits on a stone that was underneath an olive tree. So Amar Lois, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, says to Rabbi Yechida, he says, Rabbi, b'bnei ma'ya radetom me'al chamar, why are you getting off the donkey? So Amar, Rabbi Yechida says, Efshar ata dairish b'maisim merkava, is it possible, you're going to dairish now, maisim merkava, u'shchini imanu, the shchini is going to be with us, u'malachi asharis malavana isanu, there's going to be malachim with us, v'ani erkav al chamar, and I'm going to be sitting and riding on a donkey, pasnished, and therefore he got off the donkey. Now some explain that chamar is a figurative, speaking, that he got, you have to be pyrish from Gashmias when you're Isaac and Ma'aseh Merkava. A person wants to learn these in Yanim, so he has to be pyrish from Gashmias. He can't be Isaac and Gashmias and the Chaymer and be Reichiv al Chamar when he's Isaac and these Sugyas. So therefore, he gets off of the Chamar, he's pyrish from his Gashmias, whatever Gashmias he was, he had. Miyad immediately, Pasuk of Lazar ben Arach, Ma'aseh Merkava, Vidarash, Lazar ben Arach, he starts dashing Ma'aseh Merkava. And Takav, Yard, the Eishman Hashemayim, a fire comes down from Shemayim, Vesivava, Kol Heilalei Shabesada, and it surrounds all the trees in the field. And Paschu, some have the Gersa Ha'ilanais, but either way, it's talking about the Ilanais, and Paschu, Ha'ilanais, Kulan, Ba'am Rushira, and the trees all started opening up their mouths, so to speak, and they all started singing. And Mashira Amru, what song did they sing? They sang the song that we say every day, Halu as Hashem in Haaretz, Taninim v'chol Tahaymais, Eitz Feri v'chol Arazim, Haleluka, that everything in the, on the Haaretz should praise Hashem, including all the trees. That's the song that they were singing to Hashem. And Nana Malach min Ha'esh v'amar, a Malach answered, he came out from the fire and said, that Hein Hein Ma'aseh Merkavam, now this, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach darshened, that's mamish, that spits Ma'aseh Merkava. The Alshech, I saw, points out in Sefer Shemais, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Alshach points out that this is not something that's just miyuchat to Divrei Kabbalah, it's not something that's miyuchat to Teres HaSoid. Even when it comes to Teres HaNigla, even in Pshat, a person can be zaychat to such a thing, that when he darshans, even in Pshat, that he's zaychat to all these things, that there's a fire, malachim, and all these things, it's lav dafka for Ma'isim Merkava. This story happened to be Ma'isim Merkava, but he brings a medrash even, that has a mamish, come out the exact same Lashainais, I believe it's in Shira Shirim Rambo, and there it's not, it wasn't Divrei Kabbalah, it was even in Pshat, in Afal Pika, and a person could be Zaycha to these things. But here it was through Ma'isim Merkava. So I'm Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, Mnashka Al Reishai, when Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai hears his Rasha, he goes to his Talmud, he goes to Blazim Ben Arach, he kisses him on his head, Va'amer, and says, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, blesses Hashem, the God of Klal Yisrael, Shenasan Ben Avram Avinu, who gave a child, who gave a descendant to Avram Avinu, She'idea Lahavin, Lachur, Velidroish, Ma'isim Merkava, who knows really how to understand and really delve into and darshan Ma'isim Merkava. And he said as follows, he said that Yeshna Dairesh Eina Mikayim, unfortunately sometimes you have someone, he might be a Talmud Chacham, he knows how to be a darshan, he knows how to darshan, he knows the tough, he knows the content, but Ve'ina Mikayim, but when it comes to Ma'isim, he doesn't seem to keep what he knows, he doesn't seem to keep what he teaches, he doesn't practice what he preaches. Yet Na Mikayim Ve'ina Dairesh, sometimes you have the Chassid, he's a medactic b'mitzvahs, he's medactic and everything, but Lamaisa, he doesn't really know very much. Ve'ina Dairish, he doesn't know how to darshan. But Ata, says Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says that Ata na'a Dairish v'na'a Mekayim. You're na'a Dairish and a na'a Mekayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, praiseworthy is Avram Avinu, she'Elazar ben Arach yatsa mechalatzecha, that Elazar ben Arach is part of his descendants. U'kshenemra dvarim afnei Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua found out about this story, Hayahu Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin Mehalchem Bederech. Him and Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, who were also Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they were traveling on the road. And so Amru, so they said to themselves, that Af Anu Nidrash Ma'isim Merkava. What a beautiful story. Let's also Darash in Ma'isim Merkava. So Pasach Rabbi Yeshua Vidarash, Rabbi Yeshua, he started Darshaning, and Va'isa Yom Tekufas Tamuz Hayo, says the Gemara, that Tekufa, it was during the summer season, it was during Tekufas Tamuz, where typically it doesn't rain during the summer. And still what happened? Niskashu Shamayim Ba'avim, the heavens, the Shamayim became filled with clouds, the sky became filled with clouds, V'nira Kamin Keshes Ba'anon, and there was like the image of a rainbow in the clouds, similar to what Yechezkel saw, V'ayu Malachi Asharis Mischabsenu Ba'an Lishmaya, and Malachi Asharis were running to join together to listen to the drasha, Kibnei Adam Shemischabsenu Ba'am Lirais B'bazmutei Chasam V'kalo, like people, they go and they run and jump around at the Simchas Chasam V'kala, at the Chasana. So that's what these Malachim are doing. So Halach Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen V'Siper Dvarim Ofnei Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, he was so excited about what his Chaver Rabbi Yeshua just experienced. He darshan and he was Eichet all these things. He went and he told it over to Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, to the Rebbe. Va'amer, and Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai commented and he said that Ashreichem V'Asher Yiladetchem, that praiseworthy are you, praiseworthy are those that gave birth to you. Ashri Einei Shekach Ro'u, and praiseworthy are the eyes that were able to see what you saw. Va'af ani va'atem v'chaleimi mesubin ayinu al Harsinai, and he says that also me and you, we were sitting together by Harsinai, v'nasna alein baskom in Hashemayim, and it was a basko that emanated from the sky, from the Shemayim, and it said that alu lukan, that we should all go up, that traklin gedolim, these big palaces, big palaces, umatzayis nois, and these beautiful couches, mutzayis lachem, are being prepared for you. Atem for you, v'tamidechem, and your tamidim, v'tamidei tamidechem, and the tamidim of your tamidim, all of you are mezumanim l'kashlishes, you're all mezuman to be the third group of the seven groups that get to stand by the Shechina. Now, this whole story, this whole sug shakla v'tarya began because we had Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshaning Ma'isim Merkava. So now I ask the Gemara, Eini, is that really true that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshan Ma'isim Merkava? But Tani, but we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said that Shleisha Hartzai saying there were three drashas, three discussions when it came to Ma'isim Merkava. Rabbi Yeshua hirtz the dvarim with Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua darshaned to Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva hirtz the Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva is the one who taught it to Rabbi Yeshua. And Chananya ben Chachinai heard it lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Chananya ben Chachinai taught it to Rabbi Akiva. He darshened to Rabbi Akiva. So v'ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Arach like a chashiv. It doesn't mention anything about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshening Ma'aseh Merkava. If he really darshened Ma'aseh Merkava, why isn't he in the list? So says the Gemara, because the Artsi, the Artsu Kamei Kachashiv. The Brais is only listing those that taught others and someone else taught him. So we had the Mashal Rabbi Yeshua darshan to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and Rabbi Akiva darshan to him. Rabbi Akiva darshan to Rabbi Yeshua and Chananya ben Chachinoi darshan to Rabbi Akiva. So each one is someone that they darshan to others and others darshan to him. We're only speaking about those types of cases. But the Artse V'loy Artsu Kameh, someone like Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, who he darshan, but nobody darshan to him, so like a Chashiv, those types of people we're not including in the list. Now I ask the Gemara, really? We mentioned in the Braisa that Chananya ben Chachinai taught it, he darshan to Rabbi Akiva, and it doesn't say anyone that darshaned it to him. So you see, it lists in the Braisa someone that darshaned, even though nobody darshaned it to him. So it says the Gemara, the artse miya kamei man darzi. Because at least he darshan to Rabbi Akiva, who darshan to someone else. So because we wanted to mention the fact that Rabbi Akiva darshan to Rabbi Yeshua, and that someone else darshan to him, namely Chananya ben Chachinai, so that's why we had to mention Chananya ben Chachinai. Really, we're only listing people that darshan and had someone else darshan to him. But Chananya ben Chachinai was listed because of the fact, Agav Rabbi Akiva, because he darshan to Rabbi Akiva, who darshan to Rabbi Yeshua. Since we wanted to list Rabbi Akiva, so we had to list Chananya ben Chachinai. But the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is not listed is because he darshaned to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and nobody darshaned to him, so that's why he's not in the list. Says the Gemara, Vayter now Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Arba Nichnasu beParadeis, a famous Gemara, that there are four people that they went to the Paradeis. Rashi says they used some sort of shame and they were able to go to very high places. There were four that did this, four that were Nichnasu beParadeis, Ve'eluhay, and these are the four people. It was Ben Anzai, Uben Zoyma, Acher, we'll discuss who Acher is, and Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lem Rabbi Akiva, before they went up, so Rabbi Akiva told the rest of the group, he said that Kishaatim Magiam Eitzel Avni Shayishtar, you're gonna get up there, you're gonna get to the paradise, and you're gonna get to a place that has marble, which looks very pure, it's pure like water, it's gonna look like water, and you're gonna wanna pass over it, and you're gonna, Al-Taimu, when you're there, don't say, Mayim Mayim, don't say that, oh, I can't pass because there's water in the way. It looks like water, but it's not actually water. So therefore, you have to be very careful not to call it water. Misham Shanamar, because the pasuk says, "Doivir shkarim lo yikoyin l'neged enai," that there can't be any sheker by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this paradise, there can't be any sheker. So therefore, when you get up there, make sure not to call it mayim. Al-Kopanim, so all these four went to the paradise, and all of them had different things that happened to them. Ben Azai hitzitz v'meis, Ben Azai, he went to the paradise, he looked places where he wasn't supposed to, and he ended up dying. I love a kasav aimer, it's about Ben Azai that the pasuk says that yakar be'ini Hashem amav sol chasidav, that it's very heavy, it's very difficult to a Kadosh Baruch Hu when his chasidim have to die. Ben Zayma hitzitz v'nifka, Ben Zayma, he was hitzitz in the paradise and he ended up getting affected, he ended up becoming a shaita. But I love a kasav aimer about him, the pasuk says that the vash matzasa echo dayecha, if you find honey, make sure to only eat a fair amount. Pentis ba'ena the kesoi. Maybe you'll end up being so full from it, you'll eat too much of it, and you'll end up vomiting. And that's what happened to Ben Zayma. He went too far, and he ended up becoming a shaita. Acher kitzeitz benetiyos. Acher, he went up, and he literally cut the trees, which is a figure of speech. There's different sharashim up there that he became an apikiris. We'll see more about that in the Gemara on Tesvav and Aleph on the next Amud, that certain things that Acher saw that made him go off the derech. And Rabbi Akiva was the only one of the four that were Yatzah B'Shalayim. He was the only one who went up and he also came down. He was Yatzah B'Shalayim from the paradise. As Hashem, in the next Amud, and a little bit more, we'll discuss some of these in more detail.